Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., and we have some great guests on this program, including a fabulous guest that you people love. You want to have on more? I'm working on that, but for now, you're going to get him the second Tuesday of every month because he gives out such great information. We'll get to Dr. Dan Beeson in just a moment, but I am Gregory Crawford. I host the show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. But as I said, we have a great guest tonight, and he's on with us every second Tuesday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Dr. Dan Beeson of the Beeson Wellness Center in beautiful downtown Selwood. Dan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Greg, and how are you?
Doing great, thanks for asking. You're a very popular guest, as I said, and often I get so many comments, ask him this, and I appreciate that. Get a lot of emails, and you know, I'm going to ask you what I get a frequent email and like literally over 100. Dan, what is the best exercise that you know in your expert opinion that someone can do to make them keep themselves well? I know there's many, but if they could just do one, what is that?
Good old walking. You can't beat it. That's the way we're made to get around on planet Earth, and there's a little key to walking and improve yourself when you're doing it. You want to have a good erect posture, and you want to do good arm swings with your legs, and of course a natural walk is opposing arm to leg, so right leg forward, left arm forward, and you want a good arm swing that creates a balance through the brain and nervous system, and it causes the muscles to counterbalance down through the spine. It's very efficient, and obviously if you can put a little grade or uphill into that walk and get it up to about 4.5 or 5 miles an hour, you'll hit a very nice aerobic pace for the average person without hurting themselves. And 3 miles is enough a day, probably too much for some, but 3 is a good workout at just walking.
One final question on this topic and great advice there. How about shoes? Is it kind of overrated or underrated what kind of shoes you have when you're going to work out? And let's call walking a workout.
Well, you know, shoes have just, you know, since I played college ball in Converse, have improved so much. We've got such a variety. And there's all these good crossover shoes that allow you to do walking and some jogging, even play some backyard sports. And there's different lasts that are put together for about 3 different kinds of arches, the ones that tend to invert, evert, and on a neutral. And there's one with the foot that's a little more arched. And, you know, you can go in and save money and buy some inexpensive shoes if you can do well with them. But if you're having problems, there's some really good shoe stores in the Portland area. For example, I refer people to, they let you put the shoe on, they take you outside, watch you walk and run, and they'll fit a shoe style to your foot. So there's good shoes, bad shoes. The worst thing is to wear a shoe to a point where it's broken down. An easy way to look at that is set your shoes up on a mantle or a table with the heels away from you, and they should, you know, there shouldn't be that corner wear. Excessively, most everybody gets one wear on one side greater than the other, and that's due to the fact that during their life, their ankle, their knee, or their hip, or pelvis got misaligned, and so they walk around with a little bit of an abnormal pattern, which really affects the hip, knee, and ankle. That's why we're getting all these degenerative hips, knees, and ankles below the lumbar spine. And so you can look at your shoe, find out. I can look at shoes and tell you which way their hips misalign and which is their short leg or the leg that draws up, or if they have a true anatomical short leg, which is important to know.
very good advice. Great advice. Let's change gears completely. Talk about the Peace and Wellness Center.
Ray, can I just add one thing to that?
Yes, you can.
People with chronic conditions really should have their pelvis and leg length evaluated, because there's just, we walk around on planet Earth that's very concrete and asphalt and wooden floors and hard surfaces. If we were out in nature like we were 200 to 500 years ago, every step was irregular. The leg length doesn't make a big difference, but it sure does in this society today. And I really do a good job of evaluating and figuring out who's got short legs and help them build up that shoe and get them walking balanced. And it makes a big difference for the whole body and spine.
Very good. What a good segment that was, per usual. And if somebody wasn't listening, paying attention, or didn't get something out of that, they probably should turn to the fashion show. But anyway, let's change gears a little bit here, and let me talk about, this is just my novice lay opinion. I want you to comment on it, Dr. Beeson. It seems like people in good weather, they don't take as good a care of themselves, and they kind of, you know, they don't get a lot of colds, obviously, and they think that they're on cloud nine and everything. And I've always thought that, you know, people kind of get a little lax when the good weather time is. Is that a fair observation?
Well, you know, I can see it both ways. There's obviously that one group of people I've seen over the years, they go, well, I can't wait till summer because I get outside, I do more exercise, I get in better shape, I'm doing the garden, and I lose that 10 or 15 pounds from Christmas. So you have that group that does it that way, and then you can have the people that just go, oh, my God, I can't stand. Well, like last year, we had 29 days over 90, and you just had people going, I can't go outside, I can't exercise. They just aren't used to the heat, so they kind of gave up on outdoor things, and then you got people who love the heat. So there's a mix out there. But I think overall, summer, longer days, people get out and do more activity. For example, I'm playing, historically I played basketball all my life, but I'm not doing that now. So golf is a great thing, lots of walking, and you're going to play more golf in the summer than you are in the winter just because of the way the weather is. And it's, you know, the golf course is nicer to play on in the summertime. So summer can be good or bad for everybody.
Hey, let's do this. We haven't done it for a while. We took the month of July off, as we often do, but we're going to be here every second Tuesday and maybe a little more even. Take us through, we haven't done this for 3 or 4 months, and people keep getting asking me this question as well. Take us kind of through, somebody walks in and got an appointment, and they're going to see what can they expect out of that in a first-timer. I'm kind of talking
okay.
about.
All right. I'm going to give you an example of a retired school teacher brought in by one of their church members, scheduled, had seen a surgeon and was scheduled for lumbar spinal surgery with back pain only, not a lot of, some radicular leg pain. And when I say radicular, that means pain radiating down through the low back, through the gluteal buttocks, and down the back of the leg and into the side of the foot. And had their MRIs and everything, and there's degeneration, and there's a bad disc, and we did our. They start with paperwork. Oh my God, the paper! I would apologize to everybody right up front. My 1 or 2 page intake when I started 42 years ago. Matter of fact, I just finished 42 years today, and I'll start number 43 next tomorrow. But our paperwork has gone up. It has very little to do with the addition of history taking or anything. There's all these papers to let you know that we are following the HIPAA rules, and that we have a disclosure paper to know that you signed the disclosure papers. So once we get through that, I get to go through the written history and add to it with a good oral interview with that patient. And 80% of the time, I'm going in the direction I want to go correctly 80% of the time. That's our average. I think sometimes you can pick it up a little bit even in the 90s. But a good history is taking you where you need to go into that exam. And an examination is all about ruling in and ruling out your ideas of what's wrong with that patient. And I do, and, you know, chiropractic's different medicine, and yet you're going to come into our office in that exam room, and you're going to go through the vital signs just like you would in any medical office, because we want to know your height, weight, and blood pressure. Why, and some people, why do I have to have my height? Well, if you shrunk 2 inches, that means you've lost 1/8 inch and 10 or 12 discs. And if you've lost 20 pounds and not aware of it, that's a warning sign that there may be some metabolic disease going on. So just everything we start doing is to rule in and rule out serious problems. And then we do neurological and orthopedic tests. Some of them will duplicate what the medical doctor does. And then when I get done with all those things that pretty much duplicate some of the traditional medical exams, we go into our chiropractic exam. And one of them is hands-on, and that's touching, pushing, and pulling. We call it challenging the motion of every vertebra or every joint in the body. If it was a foot problem, I'd be challenging the motion of the 26 bones in the foot and figuring out which ones are not moving, which ones are stuck, which ones are dropped. But let's go back to this lumbar spine. She had her MRIs. I took some new x-rays standing because I like to see how they are upright against gravity and what gravity does to that spine. And that patient, with one adjustment left, with reduction of her pain, on the returning visit, leg pain gone. We're out, I think, 5 weeks today, and she has been asymptomatic for 2 or 3 weeks. So that can be a very typical lumbar spinal patient with radiculopathy. That's sciatic nerve pain down the leg with some weakness in the foot. The weakness is gone, and it's all handled.
Very good. We got a ton of questions for you, so let's do a few of those tonight, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
This first question comes from Roger, and Roger actually lives in Eastmoreland, which is the district that borders Selwood, where the Peace and Wellness Center is located. Roger wants to know, he says, first of all, he says, I love this program. I keep it going. It's just great, and you're doing a lot of people a great service, Dr. Beeson. That's his quote, and I agree there. He wants to know if he were to set, like, 5 visits to come in, and he says, I know this is kind of hypothetical, would you be able to give him somewhat of what the costs are? And he says, I don't need to know over the radio, but if he called in. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I thank Roger for saying good things about our program. You know, it's talk to patients and do a short interview on a phone just because we still have not reached a large percentage of our population. It's estimated that chiropractors see 20% of the population. So I've always reached out and in any way tried to have a conversation with anybody and ask and answer their questions. But the best thing to do is actually just come to the office. I'll do a free consultation in the office. We go through that history really thorough, and then we can sit. I can give a direction on what we do. I can just think last Friday, a fella came in. I did the consultation. It was towards the end of the day. When we got done, I quoted him a fee for the examination, x-rays, the first treatment. And with his chronicity that, you know, told him is, you know, he's got a disc problem. It's going to be, you know, 12 weeks of care probably to get that turned around. And he returned in the office yesterday. We did the exam. He left feeling better with his first treatment. And then sometimes if it's a difficult case with a real serious disc problem or a neurological condition, I like to treat 4 times. I treat 4 times, and that allows me to write up a good corrective program for the individual. So it's I don't have a crystal ball, but with 42 years of experience and putting my hands on somebody after the examination and moving those vertebrae or the joints in the elbow or feet, I can tell you how long it's going to take on the average to get a good correction.
All right. Next question is another great one. It comes from Ethel, And Ethel once again echoes Roger's comments about what great service you're doing this program. And she says, Ethel says, I'm a senior lady, and I really, if I were to come into the Beeson Wellness Center, she wants to know, would I be able to see you and not get passed off to somebody else? And she makes a point of this. Ethel's really sharp. Obviously, the way she writes this, Dr. Beeson, she says, that's not critical of anybody else, but I want to see you.
Well, that's I'm there. I've been there for 42 years, and guess what? You ask me, you get me. I have a good young associate doctor building his practice. He helps me with our rehab. He helps me with certain portions of our examination and x-ray procedures. But if Ethel asks for me, I'm doing the history, and I'm doing her hands-on examination. I'm doing her treatment. Now, I don't do all – when I say treatment, that would be the chiropractic adjustment. If she was to have physical therapy, rehab, massage, obviously those are performed by other professionals, and we have a naturopathic physician on staff too. So, she can see me, guaranteed.
Very good. And the final question we'll use tonight, and this, quite frankly, Dr. Beeson, I've been doing these radio programs a long time on a lot of different subjects, golf, basketball, sports, business, you name it. We do it on coaching. But this might be a top 10 question. Matter of fact, it is a top 10 question. It comes from Chester in Happy Valley, and he wants to know, if he were to come in, would he get some homework assignments? And he says, what I mean by homework, I love it when a doctor tells me to kind of study something.
Yes. Well, the first thing we do is most everybody will get some form of a home exercise program to do at home.
Okay.
And then let's say we add in some nutritional recommendations. I'll make recommendations. You can go on the internet and add to what I've recommended. Every once in a while, I'll recommend a nutritional book, an exercise book. But we try to really let people leave the office well instructed with what they need to do. This internet that we have today is unbelievable. So there's all kinds of podcasts, YouTube things on different health subjects that I can refer them to. And I'm getting ready right now to do up some podcast YouTubes with certain educational review in it that we do in our office, and we'll have those available soon.
Very good. I want to ask you a question, Dr. Beeson, about I get a lot of questions about this that people want to know. Your thoughts on dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a very serious subject. It's the fastest growing epidemic in the world, quite frankly. And there's a lot of people working on it. But what are your thoughts as it relates to medicine?
I can tell you this. Medicine right now, they're focusing on different chemicals and materials that you can take in for helping the brain tissues do better. Just yesterday, B12 was recognized as helping reduce shrinkage of the brain. Well, if you're deficient in B12, that could happen. If you're getting enough B12 and your body produces it, that you're doing okay. Then there's some other good nutritional additives, but I'm going to just say this. The spinal cord, which is housed from the second vertebra, because the brain extends down into the first, from the second vertebra to about the third lumbar, the spinal cord is the brain, the second brain in the body, and it runs the health of your brain. So spinal health is absolutely important for the brain health. And when the spinal vertebra aren't fixated and stuck, they're not moving right, they're degenerating, that spinal cord is taking a physical beating, a chemical beating, and it can't feed back to the brain and keep it balanced and healthy.
Very good. Quite
can I just add something, Greg?
Absolutely.
Can I just add this? If everybody in this society had their spine checked from about age 6 periodically through life, we'd have a healthier society.
And I think that's so true. And so many people that work with chiropractors and they work with medical doctors, on the other side, they really have a lot of health to them. And what you said is, you know, you've got to really work with chiropractors. And along those lines, I asked you this about 6 months ago, and we've gained so many new listeners. How do you select a good chiropractor?
You know, our profession is great. We've got great schools. I'm very proud to say I've got my youngest daughter's in her 8th quarter at the University of Western State. She's in the clinic. Our school gets great training. Every one of those young doctors coming out of school is safe to see and good, and they have good technique. Is there an art to chiropractic? Yeah. You know, 42 years of experience moving vertebra, I can move some things maybe that the first year doctor has a little difficulty with. But our doctors of chiropractic are very good. There's a lot of different methodologies. Some use a very soft technique. Some will use instruments to stretch the muscle and try to impulse the nervous system and get the vertebra to move. I'm traditional. I'm a good old hands-on. I like to make bones move. I don't care whether it's a spine or a knee or a foot. Those joints, when they're working right, they stay healthy. They don't degenerate. They feed back to the nervous system, up to the brain, and the body stays healthy. And so if the chiropractor is licensed in a state, you can pretty well be assured that state association, the state examining boards have qualified them, and they're in safe hands.
Okay, let's go back to something you talked a little bit about and needs a little amplification here. What's the best piece of advice you could give for nutrition? And I know, once again, there's many, but, you know, if you talked about walking on the exercise, how about the one thing about nutrition that you want your patients to understand and you want them just listening to this to be a healthier person to understand?
Well, I had an old instructor, and I'll give him credit. He called it the caveman diet. You got to go back to, you know, is it natural? If it comes in a can or a box, you know, toss it out. I mean, there's exceptions to that, but, you know, things fresh and healthy, meat consisting of, you know, chicken, fish, beef, lamb, all good for you. Vegetables and fruit. I'm not a big person recommending a lot of grain in the diet. There's a lot of problems with grain, and there's a lot of people have problems with the milk products. And but cheeses break down the milk a little bit more useful for the body. So caveman diet, if you just went with a lot of good fruits and vegetables and meat, you can't go wrong with it. You know, the sugar, this society is being killed by sugar. And it's in everything that's prepared. It makes people have cravings for it, and you like to have a lot more. And, boy, if people just got away from the sugar habits, we'd have a healthier society. I don't have the statistics right in front of me right now, but I know they're estimating that for sure that 68% of the population in the next 20 years could be a diabetic, and that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is, and I'm sure you'd agree it's never too late to quit smoking.
Right, that's true. And I just remind you, diabetes is not caused by the lack of insulin injections. It's caused by the body eating too much sugar and overutilizing the pancreas and overutilizing all the cells that have, and the chemistry that has to handle that. And, of course, yes, smoking is, you know, I saw some statistics not too long ago. There's smoking's on the decrease in certain populations, and it's on the increase in the younger generation. So we've got to address that a little bit more.
Absolutely. Hey, in conclusion, it's always vital. How can people get a hold of you? Tell us where the office is located and any of the details that we kind of forget about sometimes. that they're one of the most important things, how to get a hold of a person.
Okay. Well, I've had this telephone number now 42 years. It's 503-238-7025. And we're on 7215 Southeast 13th Avenue. And I just tell everybody, when I look out my back windows, I see the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round of Oaks Park across the slough. So I'm on that bank of the east bank of the Willamette River, and we look eastward towards Oaks Park, and I can look a little bit north and see the mausoleum down at the corner of 13th and Bybee. And our hours are, I work 3 long days, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, from 8 to noon, and then Tuesdays, Thursdays by special appointment, and some Saturday mornings by special appointment. And we have a full staff, our naturopath's there, we have my associate doctor, can cover the times I'm not there. We have an acupuncturist, and depending on, right now I think we have 5 licensed massage therapists on staff, and can fill in at any time. I'd look forward to offering anybody a consultation with me at no charge. Come in, we sit down, you do the paperwork, and you're there about an hour. We're going to spend time going over your history and see whether it fits into a program that I can put together for helping correct that person's health problem.
Very good. Before the program even ended, getting all kinds of texts and emails and all the other great stuff about how much people love listening to this program. Great job, Dr. Beeson. And
thank you.
It's fair that I can call you Dan, too. Best to you, and we'll talk to you again in the month of September as we start into fall.
Yes, we will. I will do that.
Very good. That's Dr. Dan Beeson from the Beeson Wellness Center. He gave all the details at the end of the program. A great place. I know factually you get treated fabulous there, and that's all part of medicine today, of being treated right and being thought of like you're a true human being, and they're there to help you get better with your wellness. Such an important part. Your health is your wealth. Always remember that. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to make all your putts and your free throws. And we'll hear every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. And Dr. Beeson's here. And maybe a little bit more. We might add him on a little bit more occasionally because you love this program so much. But he's here the second Tuesday of every month. Good night, everyone. And thank you very much for listening.